Welcome to Shifting Points Podcast. We love to drive and talk about cars.
We dive into all sorts of car topics and interviews with the everyday people who either attend events or make the events run.
You know, people just like us.
People will always be there and are very passionate about motorsports.
We are not a family-friendly show. There may be some adult language.
And definitely some adult beverages.
We welcome your feedback, insights, and ideas at shiftingpoints@gmail.com. And please be sure to like us and follow us on Facebook at Shifting Points Podcast with no A, Twitter and Instagram at Shifting Points, and on our website, shiftingpointspodcast.com.
All right. So we're back, and this is Shifting Points Podcast.
I'm Kathy.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Audra.
Oh, boy. Okay. Close enough.
And now I get to find out what our topics are.
Yeah. These are all a surprise to Jess. Our topics are, I was thinking we should do a little Audra sandwich.
Oh, man. I wish I had screenshotted our face.
Because we have three topics: Vermont, Stranger Danger, and Epiphanies, and two of them are more me, and one is Audra. So a little Audra sandwich. I'm the bread, she's the meat.
You know, some people say it's two cheeks, and what's in the middle of two cheeks? So I'm really, really glad you didn't say that. Thank you very much. I prefer to be the meat.
Even though you're a vegetarian.
You know, it all works.
Okay. So should I jump into Vermont?
I really want to hear about Vermont. That looks super cool.
Yeah, it did.
Okay, cool. I went to Vermont. All right. On to you. No.
It was Minnie's Take Vermont.
Yes. I'll explain what it is and what it was.
Please,
and then you can pepper me with questions.
I want to hear the full explanation.
Yeah. So it's Minnie's Take Vermont. I probably even talked about it last year because I did go last year. And it is a 3 or 4 day event. And people surprisingly, because it's a newer event. I think this is maybe the fourth year. People surprisingly come from all over. It's not just like people from Vermont or Massachusetts or New Hampshire. They people come from Canada. So I think there are people from Ohio. There really are people from all over. There was about, I think I was told, about 100 minis this year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's a big deal and it's a lot of fun. And so if you happen to be like where there might be other minis coming, like a lot of times people, they do like little feeder rallies. So, you know, you kind of go up together. So that we did that on Thursday. We joined up with other folks coming from Massachusetts and then New Hampshire and then to Vermont. And then Friday, there will be a morning rally. And Friday afternoon, there will be an afternoon rally. Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon. And then, you know, Sunday, everybody goes home or whatever. And then, you know, there's like still stuff in the evening, like a dinner or a reception or whatever. I mean, it's a lot like a conference, like if you went to like Comic-Con or something, but for minis.
Where in Vermont was it?
So this year it was at Smuggler's Notch. They try to change it up every year. So it's a slightly different location and a different resort. And like this time we were on the other side of Smuggler's Notch, whereas last year we were on the east side. I don't know. I wasn't driving. I was passengering, so my directions aren't always fabulous. But in any case, and so the morning rallies are a lot of fun. They're more like they have destinations in mind. Like one of them went up Mount Mansfield, which we did that last year. I feel like I definitely talked about that last year. It was like a dirt, muddy, terrible road, like Mount Washington, but almost worse. And then we ended up at the Von Trapp Brewery. So then like you have lunch and then you can like go back to the resort and chill and whatever. And then if you choose to, then there's like an afternoon rally with a totally different destination. And then you come back and, you know, everybody has dinner together and stuff like that. Like, so it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of, you know, hanging out with people who are also into minis. It's a blast because every morning before the first rally of the day, everyone sets up in the same parking area by rally. And so, you know, you're looking at 100 minis, all checking them all out, like seeing how they're all different and, you know, ooh, they've got that. And just like you guys said you used to do with each other's minis, right? And all the colors and everything. And then you get to meet all the people. And then it's, you know, silly, ridiculous antics like being on the radios and all of that and getting lost and turning around and all that fun bullshit that happens.
So when you go, like, the rallies, are they destinations? Are you looking for certain points of interest? Is it just driving on just, like, beautiful roads? Like, what's involved in the different rally segments?
So they set up a lot of rallies, and you ahead of time pick which one you want to go on, and they have the description in it, right? Like, so some of them might be like curvy twisty roads and maybe more spirited and whatever, and then other ones might say a relaxed, like, whatever. One of them's called like Dirty Minis and purposefully takes you on like back dirt roads so you get all dirty. Like one I went on was covered bridges, or not covered bridges. It had a covered bridge in it. So like we drove to one place, you stop, you take a shitload of pictures and, you know, whatever, cause that's what we all want to do for our cars. So it's some of everything, and each of the rallies is a little different, and you get to read the description ahead of time and pick what you want to do. Like one ends up at a cider donut plate, you know, orchard, whatever. So you can like get cider donuts and hang out and whatever. Or if you want to go through Smuggler's Notch a bunch of times, you know, you can do that one too. And it's really nice because it's sort of, you can find what you want to do. So you're not like, maybe you're the person who just wants to kind of leisurely go down the road. Go on the leisurely go down the road rally, so you're not pissing off the people who want to like go 100 billion miles an hour and like, you know, careen through boulder rocks on the Smuggler's Notch thing.
So where did you find out about this? Or if you have a mini and you're listening, where would one go to find out about it for next year?
Yeah. So unfortunately, and I say unfortunately, because I know people on Reddit have asked that after I posted amazing pictures and they were like, oh my God, that looks so fun and cool. it's really, there's a Facebook group. So if you went looking on Facebook, you know, for mini groups, you'd probably eventually find yourself at the Minis Take Vermont Facebook group. It was spawned out of the Boston Club, the Minis of Boston Club, and all of their rallies, and they wanted to start this event, and so they did. But yeah, it's mostly Facebook. I think they had a site, but like the site doesn't really have much in it until like the rallies are posted and you want to sign up and all of that. So really, if you want to like see pictures and find out what's going on, I would join the Facebook group.
So at the end of the day, did everybody meet up again? Like it was all the 100 minis, or there was different spots to meet up?
So the biggest thing is like the morning, because that's when all the rallies start. Everybody even is hanging out there. There's a driver's meeting and all of that. So before the rallies, your rally that you're on probably has lunch together, because most of the morning rallies like end at a lunch spot. Kind of splits off from there because like maybe you're like, I'm too tired, I'm not gonna do an afternoon rally, or our rally got back early, so I'm gonna go take a little nap. Those two things might have been said by me. And then I think so like Thursday night there's a welcome reception, so then you could meet up, you know, with everybody again. Then there'd be Friday morning, and then Saturday night there's the farewell dinner. And that's actually a lot of fun. So the farewell dinner, they have people donate stuff, obviously typically mini stuff or like radios or whatever, like things like that. And then you buy raffle tickets, all the money goes to donation, much like Minis on Top does, right? It's a lot of fun, and the you know, there's a lot of laughter and beverages and a good time and fun prizes and stupid prizes and silly prizes and all of that. So, yeah.
That sounds great.
Yeah. And then a lot of times, so like this year, I would say because of the resort, right, it's limited by the resort. But this year, the resort was, I think they had like a lot of a wide range of rooms. So I think the majority of people stayed at the resort, whereas like the prior year that I went, it was more disjointed. There were different people, you know, a pocket of people at this mm-hmm. place and a pocket of people there. And then I guess the year before that was similar to this year, where everybody kind of stayed at the same place, which I think is the most fun, right? Because then you're more likely to like hang out in the evening with each other and all that. So.
Oh, that sounds really cool.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And again, like, you know, like-minded people, and we all want to take pictures of our minis, and it's Vermont in the fall. So, you know, foliage and all that, it's like some great photo ops for your car, for yourself, just for the, you know, leaves and trees and nature and everything. So it's fun.
Oh, that's cool. What could be bad about that, right?
I know. Yeah. Like, that's the kind of trip where you just come home with like a clear head and you're like, I just had a great time. And now, yeah.
Yeah, and I learned to, you know, I've learned to take breaks. So, right, like at the, much like a Comic-Con or a conference or anything, you like the first time you go, you're like, I'm going to do all the things. And then you're like, oh my God, I'm so exhausted. I'm going to kill someone. I've learned this time, like, oh, we got back 15 minutes before the next rally. I am going and laying down on my bed and just staring at the ceiling for that 15 minutes. So I
learned to do that at Minis on Top. Definitely, like, downtime is good.
Yeah. So, but still, it's a blast. The people are hysterical. You know, radio chatter is funny, and people are just, you know, ridiculous and silly. And I think one of the coolest things is it's like, you know, similar to autocross, really, motorsports, whatever. It's people you would not have met otherwise.
Right.
Right? Like, it's all age ranges. It's all, you know, whatever, careers, life circumstances, like, yeah. Whatever. Like, it totally runs the gamut. It's definitely people I'd never talk to otherwise.
I do that a lot, like, on Reddit, you know, there'll be threads that are like, how do I meet new people, blah, 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 you know, how do you meet people past age 30 or, you know, like, I just moved to this new city. How can I? And I always respond. I'm like, find a car club. I was like, it's an awesome way to just meet like-minded people, cool people. You get to go to fun places. Like, there's so many positive reasons to just find a car club and join it, you know?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what you have.
So, yeah, that was it. It was, I took a billion pictures. I posted on our Instagram, our Facebook, and our TikTok a little video of all the cars coming out of one of the covered bridges. So that was fun. Of course,
that was a great little video. I really enjoyed that.
It was funny because there, you know, while we feel like we own Vermont and we should be the only people allowed to be there, there were other people there. It's prime tourist season in Vermont. And so the crowd of minis pulls in, and I hopped out of the car, ran through the covered bridge and stood on the other side because I knew, you know, they were all going to come out and this was going to be a great video. But there were like two different couples of tourists who were like, what the fuck is happening? They were just like, what? Like, because there's not room for all of the minis to be parked there. Like, they were trapped in there anyway. And then they're trying to take off these pictures and it was hilarious. So it was a little hill. This is a dumb story, but whatever. It was a little hill. And I was like, oh, I'm going to stand at the top of the little hill and I'm going to get the video of everyone coming out. And these two couples are closer, you know, down the little hill right in front of the bridge. And they kept getting in each other. They weren't together. They kept getting in each other's way. And I would just watch one couple be annoyed at the other couple for being in their photo and then vice versa. And they just kept. And I'm like, for the fuck's sake, the four of you just need to move because these minis are going to come through here.
The number one thing I miss during all the shutdowns is just good old-fashioned people watching.
I know. It was great. They finally took all their pictures, and they left and got out of the way, which was perfect timing. And so then all the minis started to come through. But, of course, this was a rally. And so, whatever, all the cars, okay, let's go. Everyone starts going through. And I told David that I was going to be on the other side taking photos, so obviously he would still come through the bridge. But it's hilarious, they all took off, he comes through the bridge but barely pulls over, I jump in the car and we take off so we can catch up with the rest of the rally. So anyway, yeah, it was a lot of fun. goofy pictures, photos, video, everything, all of it. It's a blast. It's a really good time. I definitely recommend it for anyone who feels like they want to come to Vermont in the fall and hang out with some mini people.
I don't know that anything could be better than that. That sounds like a really good time.
Yeah,
fall's the perfect fine time to go and do something like this.
Well, the only problem is because it is tourist season, and we were like, you know, you can't plan this, right? The foliage peaks when it peaks, right. And they planned the event for when they planned the event. But we were like really close to peak, which was fabulous for us and for photos. But man, oh man, we drive through Smuggler's Notch. And now, I don't know, have you guys been through Smuggler's Notch in Vermont?
Really long time.
So for you and our listeners, if you haven't been, and I think I posted some pictures, or if not, I will post some more pictures. It's this very twisty road through a notch, which is basically like a canyon. And there are bits of it where there's literally a boulder like on the road. There is no shoulder. There is zero shoulder, and you are turning a corner around this giant boulder and just praying that there's not an oncoming vehicle. And there are all kinds of signs before you go into the notch that says tractor trailers are not allowed. It says, there's a sign that says your GPS is wrong. You cannot go through here if you're in a truck, because the tight corners, they won't make it. And there's pictures you can Google on the internet. Tractor trailer in the notch in Smuggler's Notch, and they get stuck there. They get trapped because they can't make the turns. So great fun for minis, right? We're like loving it, except like especially the Saturday runs where there were a billion tourists and a billion tourists who won. Don't think maybe I should go a little slower around this boulder because there could be a car on the other side. Two, don't understand the idea of taking turns. Three, get out of their cars and stand in the middle of the road to take pictures of the boulder on the road.
Because that's smart.
And then you have a line of 50 totally pissed off minis who just wanted to like have a nice little drive. So other than that, yes, it's a fabulous time of year to do this event.
They'll always be boneheads no matter what season it is.
This is true, but there were a lot of them on Saturday, especially. Yeah, it was crazy. So many tourists on Saturday. That was it. Other than that, yeah, it was a great time. I'll post more pictures and video.
That sounds like fun. I only have one picture from my little adventure on Friday.
Wait, I need to pour myself a drink. So I wanted you both to see this. Audra, I talked to you about this.
Oh, you did it. This is awesome. You have to describe this.
What is it?
Yeah. So this is, it's a Nalgene, right? Oh, but look, it's a Manhattan. I saw this thing called freezer door cocktails. And you can, you know, make all the ingredients together for a Manhattan and then stick it in the freezer door and it doesn't freeze, but it's just ice cold and already made. Really dangerous. You're probably not supposed to store it in an Nalgene because that definitely doesn't look like it's a Manhattan, but, or it's a really big Manhattan. But I had leftovers because I made two bottles worth, and you're supposed to pour off some of the rye. So I poured it off, and I was like, well, that's enough to make a third bottle. So a very dangerous
gene. I am still impressed that is such a brilliant idea.
It wasn't mine. I saw it on TikTok, and I stole it. But cheers.
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 Okay, Audra, now you. You the meat time.
I'm still like fascinated with the Manhattan. I won't lie. Like I think that was the best idea, pretty much ever. As opposed to what I did on Friday, which might not have been the best idea ever.
What'd you do? Now I gotta hear it, because I have no idea what you're gonna talk about.
So
stranger danger.
I'm gonna start actually back in July. So in July, I quit my job. I decided that I would take a break from the corporate world, and I was going to take an extended vacation and just quit my job for a little while and then find a new job. This is only relevant because it is relevant to the story. So shortly after I quit my job, our friend Elizabeth, who is now doing Spec E30 racing, which I've known about, and she's been keeping me up to date on it, and she has this great little Spec E30 that she picked up, and she's been having a lot of fun with it. So she said there is one of the Spec E30 guys is getting out of doing racing, and he has a great car that has podiumed and blah, 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 blah. And she's like, oh, are you interested in this car? Because she knows that I've been looking for a dedicated race car. Like, I don't want to take my M2 and strip it out and put things in it. Like, it seems more logical to me to find something that is dedicated for track, that if I crash it, it's not, you know, my baby. You know what I mean? Like, that's its purpose in life and not, you know, something else. Plus, I do want to do lemons, so I've been working with a couple other folks to put together a team, and we definitely want to do a lemons team. So this seemed like a great thing, but I said to her, well, unfortunately, I just quit my job, and I don't feel like I can really make a financial commitment like that until I am employed again. And she said, okay, well, all right, let me think about this. And she gets back to me, and she said, okay, so when you get a job, will you buy this car if somebody else buys it and holds it for you? So I was like, sure. It's a great car. It really is. It's a great car. So some guy that Elizabeth knows, which I thought she was good friends with, because who else would do this, bought this car with the intention of holding it for me. And he's holding it until spring, or until such time as I have a job that I can pay for it. And he has a plan A, B, C. Like, I'm plan A to buy the car, you know, B, C is other things that he's going to do with it. So that was all well and fine. I'm like, okay, you know, yes, as soon as I get a job, I will buy this car. I just don't feel like I should be spending that kind of money until I have actual employment. And my part-time job at the theater doesn't really count as that. So, you know. So anyway, he texts me and Elizabeth, because she was copied on this. And he says, oh, I have to go pick up the car, and I'm bringing it to this garage, and it's in Massachusetts, and it's not far. And I was like, oh, okay, you know, that's fine. He said, do you want to come with me? I was like, yeah, sure, I'll go with you. No problem. I'm laughing because almost immediately after, I get a text from Elizabeth saying, okay, well, I need to know exactly where you're going, what day, what time. Because, you know, she and I listen to a lot of crime podcasts. So she's like, well, I need to make sure that you're not going to go off and get murdered. Like, I need to be in the know so that I know where you are.
Does she not know who's selling them the car?
She doesn't know this guy. I thought this was a good friend of hers, because who else buys a fucking car to hold it for somebody, right?
From what you were telling me, yeah, that's the way it seems like it sounded.
Yeah. Apparently she didn't really know him at all.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. So I texted Lisa Burke, who's been on the podcast before, and she is she's part of the team that we're trying to put together, and she wants to go in on this car. And I said, hey, do you want to come with me for a ride on Friday? We're going to go get this car and bring it to its storage spot, and then we can check it out. And she said, sure, that'd be great. So I said, okay, well, that's wonderful. Come to my house, and, you know, when we get back, we'll, like, go to lunch, blah, blah, blah. Whatever. And she had a couple of work calls in the afternoon. So she gets here, and it was 7 o'clock in the morning, and the guy shows up with this big truck and the big trailer, and we go and we hop in his truck, and he's very nice. And he's like, oh, I should put the address where we're going into the nav so that we can get there properly. And he's like, oh, we're going to blah, 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 New Jersey. I was like, what? New Jersey. So, yeah, I probably should have asked more questions.
I can just hear, like, John Mulaney's voice, like, I'm not going to a secondary location.
Yeah, I probably should have asked more questions about where we were going and what we were doing. I had no idea. Thank God Lisa came. It would have been really awkward without her. But he's really, really nice. And as it turns out, he's just like this massive car guy. You know, he is the quintessential car guy. And Spec E30 racing is what he is really, really, really into. So this is a way for him to help grow the sport. And to he didn't want to let the car go to just anybody. He wanted to sell it to someone who's actually interested in getting into this type of racing.
So did you at least get to see the car?
Oh, yeah. I only got one picture from that it being loaded. I have other pictures of it, but it's great. It is in way better condition than I actually thought. It's kind of a gold color.
Wait. So for the record, so you did, in fact, get into a truck cab of a complete stranger and go to New Jersey.
Yes.
And then
so
back.
You went to New You did.
Yes. Yep. We got in his truck and he said, oh, let me put this into the nav. It's in New Jersey. And we were like, I looked at Lisa and I said, do you want to go get your work laptop? Because you have a phone call at 1 o'clock.
My God.
So, yeah, we accompanied him to New Jersey. So we drove to New Jersey and met the owner of the car and he told us lots of stories. And it was very entertaining and engaging. And on the way there, we get to know Tom very well. Well enough that we felt comfortable that we weren't going to be murdered. Because that was apparently a concern. No, he was great. He was, he really is just like the quintessential car guy and looking to be an ambassador for the sport. And this was a way for him to pull additional people into the Spec E30 racing.
Did you tell him that day that you were concerned about being murdered? After you met him, were you like, ha ha ha?
So we stopped for lunch on the way back. And Elizabeth texted him and said, oh, thank you very much for not murdering my friends. I was a little worried. Yeah, so we didn't get murdered. We came back with a car that he's holding for us and a story, which is we jumped in a car with someone we have absolutely did not know at all, who had a big trailer who could very easily have murdered us, and picked up a car, sight unseen, that I am actually promised to buy, which as of today, I have a job. Just yay! I didn't get to tell you that yet. So I'll be starting a new job pretty soon. So I'll be able to actually pay this guy for this car. It's a very weird, my life has gotten very, very weird. These are things that I never would have contemplated before. The last time we talked, I said, a friend of ours that we barely know called me on a Wednesday and said, hey, do you want to go to a rally on Friday? And I took off on a 3-day rally. And now this time I went to New Jersey with some unknown man that to go pick up.
Well, to be fair, he can't murder you because then you can't buy the car. So it's in his best interest to not murder you.
Well, seriously, if he was into, somebody who's more into murdering, like, the price of the car, I'm sure it would be worth, having it's a willing
pretty elaborate. Like there's easier ways to murder people.
I know.
I would
don't
think
murder
so.
Your interested buyer.
No, it wasn't very murdery. It was just
and this poor guy, he's gonna listen to this episode and be like, oh my god, they thought I was gonna murder them.
just finding
it
out.
It was really terrible
because
he's
right?
like the nicest guy. He does like dog rescue. He has this dog that, because we get to hear, we spent 9 hours together, so we get to know each other pretty good, get all the basics out of the way. But he has, a mastiff that he saved from the needle, and, so it's...
The funny thing is, nice. Is, like, I was thinking when you were going to, looking at a car and getting a car, I was like, is this like somebody who, when you're just looking at a dog and, like, next thing you know, like, oh, you're bringing one home that day. So I was waiting for you to tell me that you came home with the car.
Well,
you did.
Yeah, it'll be coming home to me at some point. Right now, he's holding it, and it's in a garage that he doesn't need at the moment, apparently. I'm telling you, this guy is like the nicest guy you've ever met. So that's my story of getting into a stranger's car.
Which apparently we heartily recommend on this podcast.
Yeah, we're
yeah absolutely. Any last minute offer to go out of state with people that you don't know or barely know, Just go for it. It's fun.
Yeah, with a truck and a trailer.
Just get go to a secondary location. It's fine.
Yeah. It doesn't, it's fine.
It works. So no epiphanies from that, but Kathy had epiphanies at Autocross this past Saturday. And that was so much fun.
It was so much fun. So yeah, so well, okay, backstory, right? I started Autocross, 2017? So not that long ago, especially when you consider a year off entirely for pandemic, a year mostly off after that, right? Like, and even when I was going, I only went to 8 events a year, right? I'm not a heavy duty autocrosser. So that's all backstory. This year, I wanted to autocross now that, you know, things are back in full swing. But of course, I had my whole tire saga. Oh, I have an update on that too. Sorry, I'll get to that. I didn't have any tires, which luckily I wasn't relying on having my own tires because I would not have been in an autocross event until August when I finally got tires. But so because of that whole tire saga, Audra had said, well, hey, come co-drive with me. And I was like, hey, that's a really cool idea, because the year before at one of the like test and tunes or something, I drove Audra's car and I sounded like a flock of seagulls laughing the entire run because it was so hilarious and different than my car and everything. So great, good experience. Plan to get to 5 events this year, because 5 is what like makes you official in our club, right? So you can have like a placement. It's only 4 now? No.
It's always been only 4. It's only been 4 for the entirety of my driving.
I'm going to fact check you, because I am not listed officially on a placement, even though the final results just came out last week.
It's always 4. Been 4.
Do we need to pause the 4?
Go ahead, pause and check. Yeah. Go ahead, fact check me.
I'm going to, but I'm going to tell my story first. Anyway, I wanted to do 5 because I jokingly said I wanted to officially be last in the class, because that's exactly what is going to happen to me. But then I didn't make one session, so it was only 4, which now you're telling me I still will officially be last. Even though I don't think it's true. I'm telling you, look at the results that were sent out. Anyway, so I only made it to 4 events this year, which is not a lot, especially if you've taken off essentially 2 years and you weren't super experienced before that, right? Like, that's rough. Anyway, first 2 are great. The last one, I did not say anything to Audra at the time. The one before last, so not this Saturday, the one before last, I questioned doing this. I thought, you know what? Maybe autocross just isn't for me. I wasn't having a fun time. You know, being with people, seeing Audra and everybody, like, that's all fun, but I can do that. not get up at 5:30 in the morning and you know, all the other stuff, right? So I had a lot of doubts in my mind after the last event, and did seriously think, well, you know, maybe next year it's a pass for me. I'll do other things, you know, whatever. But anyway, I had committed to Audra to do the dates that we had chosen. And other than COVID, I was going to get to those events. So Saturday, I was like, I'm still going to go. And Saturday, I got there, and the morning was very cold. I drove, like I said, going to get groceries on my first run, because I was not going to spin out. And I made it just before the end.
It was very cold. It was 30-something degrees when I got there. I don't know what degrees it was when we started driving, but it was cold.
Yeah, it was still freezing. And so anyway, I did make it 90% of the way around the course before spinning out. And of course, I spun out right before timing. Anyway.
But you didn't hit timing.
I did not hit timing, and I was still on course. I wasn't even off course. That somehow is a special skill of mine.
We need to throw in here, Kathy, because to add to our excuses, we have really shitty tires that were practically bald that we didn't light the whole season anyway. And I'm just going to throw this in here while I'm interjecting. I looked it up. You only had 3.
What?
Data doesn't lie.
Okay. So I had 3 of the required 4, not 4 of the required 5. Whatever. Yeah. I was 1 short. That's all we needed to know. Anyway, so the time before, I spun out on the first run, and it threw me off the rest of the day. Because I will say, co-driving Audra's car, compared to what I drive, right? Audra's got an M2.
Yay! I'm so proud.
I was going to say, I gave her a big thumbs up and a big smile.
It's blue. I know that much. which is a lot more powerful and rear wheel drive compared to my not even sport mini, right? Front wheel drive.
So
it's a very different car. It's a lot of car. And it's her car, and it's I'm more expensive than my car. So in the back of my mind, even though she said not to, you know, think about it, is the fact that it's someone else's car. And not that there's a lot of trouble I could get into at autocross, like most likely hitting a cone is the extent of it. But still, there's that tiny piece in your brain of, oh, fuck, I can't fuck up this car. Right? Like, no matter what, there's that it's in there. So last time when I spun out right away, and again, it was spinning out, like, who cares, whatever, it doesn't matter. It got in my head. And so today, the Saturday, it did not get in my head. I spun out and I was okay. It was fine. Morning was still not fabulous because it was cold and whatever. But the afternoon, it wasn't even the afternoon. I'm gonna take that all back. I had several epiphanies and none of them were while I was driving. That's not true. One of them was while I was driving. Most of them were while I was working a corner. And now everyone always complains, I don't want to do work. It's stupid and it sucks and I hate it. Nah, nah, nah. But you will learn shit. So one of the cool epiphanies that I had, I thought cool, you know, whatever, because newbie things. People always say, and Ralph was talking about this on the last episode or whichever, that, you know, turn late, right? What does that mean? Oh, you turned late. And he didn't understand until, like, he saw, like, the line drawn on the ground. That for him was like, okay, now I understand what that means. The epiphany that I had, so the corner where I was working had kind of a slalom, like a really offset slalom. So it wasn't like a slalom, like a standard straight slalom. And it was only like 3 cones, 4 cones, whatever. And then right before, like a kind of sweeper corner. And what I noticed was a bunch of cars would go around the first cone, around the right side of the first cone, around the left side of the second cone, around the right side of the third cone, and take this really crazy left turn before the big sweeper corner that goes to the right. So why were they going so far left? Like, it didn't make sense to me. Looking at it, it didn't make sense. Driving it, it didn't make sense. And I realized, oh, because they're late. They were late on the first cone, which then made them later on the second cone and even later on the third. So they're overreacting and way turning left when they just needed to kind of go straight into that corner and then turn to the right. So that was huge because, like, I never knew what fucking turning late meant. Like, shut up. I don't, like, I think, Audrey, you even said to me later in the day, you're like, you turned too late. And I literally said, shut up while I was driving.
You did tell me to shut up as I got late. And you're like, shut up.
Because I'm like, it means nothing. It means nothing to me.
You know what I am missing right now, though, Kathy, is your explanation with the sugar packets and the little ketchup cup that we did at the bar.
Yes.
It's too bad we didn't take pictures of that.
I did take a picture. I will post the picture.
Great. That demonstrated that so nicely.
Yeah. Yeah. We were in the bar afterwards and I was explaining it to other people and it was actually wet naps from the wings.
Oh, right. Wet naps.
And a ketchup pack dish. But yeah. So that was huge. Like I finally got what turning late meant and the repercussions of turning late. You know, and then even just like the pattern, like it was like they thought, okay, I gotta go left and then right and then left again. Well, you didn't have to go left around that last cone. You just needed to go left and then right and then straight and then into the corner.
And the hard part about turning late too is that it just screws up the whole run almost from it. Like it's so hard to get back on track.
Right, which is what I was like
supposed to be.
And I was actually seeing that, right? And so then I noticed a bunch of cars and I was like, oh, well, maybe I'm just dumb and I'm not doing the right line. Maybe that's the line. But then I knew, you know, certain people who I knew, like, you know, always come out at the top of their class. I'm like, where do they go? And I'm like, okay, no, they went straight. They turned before those other people were turning. I got it. I saw it.
I love this. This is so great.
It was amazing.
And I said that to you on Sunday, Saturday, whatever day it was that we were there. And I'm still just like, to see you have the light bulb is the coolest thing.
Yeah, it was great. It was nice.
You have the same, the funny thing is you're in the same situation that I'm always in. Whenever I do autocross, the last autocross of the season, I always have like some aha moment. And then I'm like, fuck, now I have to wait like the whole winter, the whole early spring. Like I can't like apply anything I've learned until the very next autocross
in right.
April. Oh, that's the one part about like I always have an epiphany the last autocross of the season.
That's funny because Laura, we were talking about having Laura on to talk about epiphany. She had a bunch of epiphanies also on the last. That's not across the season.
It's always on the last one, and then you can't do crap about it until the next event.
Her epiphanies were pretty amazing, too. We're going to try and schedule her to see if we can actually have that conversation, because it was she was glowing. She had such great light bulb moments.
But I have more. I'm not done.
Mad.
I'm glowing. Look, see? I'm glowing. It might be the Manhattan. So another working the corner epiphany that I had was there was a Chicago box-ish element, like a Chicago box with slightly smaller gates coming in and out of it. I don't know how to explain it. But the thing was...
It was two gates with a visual distraction that sort of looked like a Chicago box.
Sure. Right. Exactly. I had done an Evo school a couple of years ago, right, pre-pandemic. At the Evo school, they had a Chicago box. And tips that they gave me for that Chicago box, I saw this thing that looked kind of like a Chicago box and was like, huh, I know what to do here because I fucking took an Evo school. And so I hit it, did the things the way I should have done a real Chicago box of a certain depth and size and width that this was not. This was not that. This did not require you to go in deep into it and turn and come out of it. And again, I was watching the people that I know are good and they just kind of skimmed into it and out of it. They didn't like turn. They just sort of drifted in and drifted out. And I don't mean drifting like Tokyo Drift, but I mean like, you know, they were still pointing almost in the same direction, which not because that would not be possible. But you get what I'm saying. It wasn't like turn right into it, turn left out of it kind of a thing, right? They like kind of just glided barely in and out. And I went, oh, fuck. Just because it looks like a Chicago box, or even if it was two different, if it was a Chicago box, it's not the same Chicago box. So just because I would attack one in one way doesn't mean I should attack another one the same way because they're different. And that was an epiphany. That was like, I mean, it seems obvious, like, duh. But like,
no, that's really
you get things
good.
In you. head and you think this is how I do this.
Yeah.
Yeah. You think this is how I do this. Oh, and that kind of goes along with the other epiphany I still had at the slalom. Turning late depends on how fast you're going. And I know, like,
this is the best one.
Obvious, but it wasn't obvious to me. Like, I literally thought turning late was like, here's the cone. If you turn on this physical spot on the ground, that is late. And that is not what that fucking means. Turning late is literally like, if I'm bombing into this thing, I'm going to have to turn at a different time than if I'm fucking grocery shopping driving into this thing. And that was all an epiphany. That was like, oh, that was like, I get it now.
That's kind of awesome.
Because I really did think there's one place to turn. Here's the cone. Here's where you fucking turn to go around the cone. But no, because if I'm going so much faster or my car handles differently, blah, 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 when and I need to turn is different. So that was that. That was another one. I was excited by this one. Okay, so this is me. This is Kathy. I don't have a ton of experience. You know, you ladies have been doing this for years and years and years and years. You've driven lots of different cars, whatever. People would say to me, oh, you notice the difference in this and this, and I'm like, fuck, I don't fucking notice shit. Like, just driving my goddamn car. Like, you know, I'm going point A to point B through a lot of cones. I don't know. Like, even when I got, oh my God, I'm totally going to out myself here. Even when I got my sway bar, everyone's like, oh, isn't that such a big difference? And I'm like, yeah, oh, so different. I didn't notice a difference. So anyway, so driving Andra's car at autocross. And I don't know why I noticed it. I don't know how I noticed it, but I actually fucking noticed it. So driving my car, the Mini, my Mini, not anybody's Mini, my Mini, at autocross, when I'm like, I want to turn now, I turn the wheel, my Mini turns. She's very great at that, right? Like, I go, now? She goes, okay, and we go. Can't do that the same way in Audra's car. I can't be like, I want to turn now, no matter how fast I'm fucking going.
No.
Audra's car is like, maybe not, sweetheart. And away we go. But Audra's car, so the Mini, say we're going through a gate, and I go, I want to turn now, and I turn now. My butt, Ariel's rear, will, I'll be like, oh, fuck, and she's going to take out that cone on her way out. She's going to... Like, the rear will hit that cone. And she will. Audra's car will magically go, vloop, and she just, like, sucks her ass in, and she misses the go.
It's because you're going faster.
I don't know that it... No, it's not. It was literally, like, I could tell, like, if I just turned a certain way, that, like, her rear end would just sort of move around the cone. And it was different than how I would do take the same turn in Ariel. Even if we were going, if you could like somehow set it up that we took the exact same turn at the exact same speeds, all of that kind of stuff, Ariel would be zippy, but she'd go on the back end.
So you're noticing the difference between a front wheel drive and a rear wheel drive.
Yes, I am actually noticing the difference.
That's huge. That's awesome.
I never, like, I couldn't. Let me take it back. It's not that I couldn't tell the difference, because I knew the difference when I drove your car, Jess, and we immediately spun out.
But you're applying the differences.
I could use the difference.
Right.
That's it. Like, I took a run and I was like, oh, let me try that. And I'm like, oh, I fucking did it. Like, so I used the difference to my advantage for the first time. That was huge. I'm sweating. I forget glowing. I'm just fucking.
I mean,
sweating.
I remember when I first got the Miata after driving front wheel drive Minis for 10 years. It was like learning how to drive all over again. So different.
Yeah.
Kathy, I'm just like beaming right now. Like people cannot see how big my smile is hearing all of this from you. Like your epiphanies, I just, I feel so proud of you. Like I have no right to be, but I just feel
should.
So proud of you, you know? it's just so great to see that and to hear all of this.
And well, and it was
the second time I've heard it and I'm still like, this is so great.
And it was so great to have. And it was exactly what I needed, right? Because, like, after all of that, I was like, okay, maybe I do still like autocross. Like, maybe I'll go back next year. No, and it did actually, it made me really want to go back. It made me want to drive Ariel again. And not because I was afraid to drive Audra's car, but because I was like, ooh, let me see what I can do in Ariel, like, with my new knowledge.
Like,
right?
Now you're like, excited again about it. Yeah. You, like, fell back in love with it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And then I still have more. I'm trying to think. One super fun thing that people always talk about, I actually got video of, and hopefully Audra's okay with me posting it. I took some video of the start of one of Audra's runs. Now, the fabulous part.
Not the one that I spun on. Did you? Oh, you get the spin?
The fabulous part of it was, the educational piece was, there was a slalom at the start. And two of the cones, Audra wiggled them. She did like exactly that. Like she got so close, it wiggled, stayed upright, stayed in the box, like gold star for Audra. And then she spun out. And I also got that on camera. It was cold. It was very cold.
It was very cold. And you know what? I was having a day that I just felt really aggressive and I got aggressive in the wrong spots.
And we forgot to change numbers one time, so everybody thought that one of your spins was me. And I was
Which
like,
was no, great.
For yeah. once, it was not me.
So my best time, I didn't even get in my car. My best time, I got in somebody else's car, because I swapped cars with Jeremy Potash for a couple of runs and took his, and I got better times in his car than I was getting in my own. And I blame the tires. I'm so sorry, Kathy.
No, I had a great day. Don't blame the tires.
They were bald and it was cold. And yeah, I don't think it helped me at all to drive my own car after I got into his. He has an E46 with good tires. And it was really fun. We've gone back and forth co-driving with each other over the past couple of seasons. And it's such a great thing to do. And it was so fun. There's all my excuses. Maybe do I have any more excuses?
Surely there must be more.
I don't have that excuse.
It got really warm, even though it was so cold in the morning. It got really, really warm, and you had that warm wool hat on.
Yes. I had the wrong hat. My head was sweating.
Yeah.
It was so terrible.
Affecting your thinking.
Right.
Get sweat running into your eyes.
Yeah, I had gone to New Jersey the day before.
Yeah, so you actually were thrown off by that. I think you actually really were. Yeah. But I will say one co-driving tip. Obviously, I don't know how it works at all clubs. I know how it works at our club. And that is that you kind of can do it however you want to do the co-driving for the most part. But what we had done in the beginning of the beginning events that I went to was I drove, you drove, I drove, you drove, I drove, you drove. And that I now know is too much for me.
Okay.
It's too much. And because also I'll add in there, it was not just I drove, you drove, but it was I drove, I passengered with you. Mm-hmm. I drove, I passengered with you. I drove, I passengered with you. And that for me doesn't work. Right. What we did Saturday was I did my four. And you weren't even in the car. I don't think that's the problem, but I did not ride with you, which I think is the key part. And I don't mean like I didn't ride with you, because whatever. I mean, I needed that time to like.
It's intense when you do dual drive.
Yeah.
It does.
And more so now. Yeah, we have. I mean, our events have gotten so small that even though we've tried to slow everything down, it's still a really fast pace. It's a much faster pace than it used to be. And it is a lot, like swapping back and forth.
I find taking my helmet really on and off, you know, fixing the seat, moving the steering wheel, yep, remembering to change the numbers, like taking the, because you have a harness, so taking the harness on and off and like all of those things. I just found it so much easier to like, you know what, I'm just going to sit here and take my four runs. And I didn't even get out. Like normally when I'm by myself, I'll get out in between and whatever. I didn't even get out. I just fucking just sat there and waited for my heart rate to come back down.
It's also, you need that time in between, right? Just to decompress.
Or, you know, think about like, oh, okay, I fucked up that bit. Maybe this time I'll get that bit. Whereas when you're just jumping and running and going, I didn't have that time. So, you know, I guess just to throw that out there to anybody, like if your club runs it so that you can do it however you want to do it, don't just do it the way everyone else is doing it. If you feel like you need like that extra minute, take it. Like,
right. Well, in the morning we did the 2 and 2, and I thought that was even less pressure than doing the 1 and 1.
Yeah. And it sucks because I do want to ride along with you because you get to see the course more, right? And I get to see how you drive it in your car, which I'm driving. So that's like huge. But like on the other hand, like, yeah, I need that 2 minutes that I get by like not going with you.
Yeah.
It's just like going for a nap at Minnie's Take Vermont. Like you need some recharge time.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So I think that's it. I actually tried to write them all down so I didn't forget.
Oh, that's really good. My
epiphanies. That is all my epiphanies. So yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was awesome.
And if I could add one addendum follow-up that has nothing to do with autocross or Vermont or New Jersey, and that is that I have my car, my other car.
Yeah, how's that one doing?
And I took it to Mazda to get it checked out, unlike the last time. And I posted about this. I said, you know, you've got some shit going on when the guy at the dealership remembers you and your scenario. Because I walked in and I was like, you probably don't remember me. And he's like, I see a lot of people. I'm like, yeah, I know. And I started to like explain. I go, I bought the car at CarMax and I brought it in here because the thinking was, oh yeah, I remember you. I'm like, yeah. So I said, I just want you guys to check it out. Tell me if there's anything wrong with it, you know, take a look or whatever. And he came back. He said, no, it's really good. He was like, it's really good. Like, oh, everything awesome. Looks great. You know, belts, whatever, electrical. He's like, it all looks really good.
That's awesome. You and I was really so relieved.
It was a huge, 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 huge relief. And then also, when I picked it up, I don't remember if I've told you guys this. And I have the hiccups. Oh, my God. Fucking Manhattan. When I picked it up, there were scratches on the mirror caps. And the guy at CarMax was like, yeah, we could have fixed them. He's like, but I felt like you just wanted the car. I was like, you are correct. And he was like, so bring it back and we'll get them fixed. And I'm like, okay. So I took the car. And the more I thought about it, it's just the mirror caps. And he was saying they were going to repaint them. I'm like, it's plastic. You are not going to repaint this. You're going to try to repaint it. It's going to look like dick. And I don't want to fucking drive to Manchester again. So I emailed my guy at CarMax and I said, hey, how about this? Order me some new mirror caps and send them over to me. I was like, I'll put them on myself. Other than that, it's all good.
Oh, that's good. All right. Well, I guess that wraps us up.
Wraps us up.
Have a good night.
Yeah. Thank you. Bye.
Good night, everybody.